What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Danny and Dusty.
My Uncle Gus is the uncle that likes to work the grill. As soon as he walk in the house, he's like, get away from that grill. You don't have to start no fire.
With the latest on the Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and the hottest topics in sports.
We're going to eat a hamburger, okay? Here we go. Chad, throw the match. Now that's a fire.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm not cooking a brontosaurus burger.
The Fan.
All right, number two, Danny Dusty with you on this Monday afternoon. Thanks for being part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AMTheFan, and youtube.com/1080AMTheFan. Party on, party people. All right, we were talking Blazers buying out DeAndre Ayton in hour number one. If you missed it, check it out on the audio vault at 1080TheFan.com or right there in the Odyssey app. You can catch all the hours. Russ does a great job.
Already got two segments up there.
Look at you go. Look at you go.
Ready for free agency, Jeff Rust.
Look at him. Yeah, things are going to get weird, according to the insiders. It's not just Shams. Like, it seems like all the NBA movers and shakers are saying that this is going to be active as teams are trying to navigate this new CBA. And there's a lot of smoke surrounding a lot of different teams as we get inch closer and closer to 3 o'clock. We're just under 2 hours from this thing getting underway. And look, Boston and Portland already made a deal because they need to clear out a bunch of cap space because they're going to be in financial hell based on the new CBA and the second apron that they are way over. They've already sent Drew Holiday to Portland, Kristaps Porzingis to Atlanta, and they're trying to massage, you know, a lot of their second apron woes that they have. Jaylen Brown and Derek White still seem to be popping up quite a bit in these conversations.
Derek White is a guy I think pretty much every team in the NBA has checked in on because he can basically fit on any team. There have been more than a handful of teams that I've heard of Jaylen Brown. I heard one offer from two different sources that I haven't been able to confirm with the Celtics or people around the Celtics, but that made my eyebrows go up and went, damn, like, okay. I did find it interesting that assistant general manager for the Celtics put out a statement of like, no, we love Jaylen. We're happy with Jaylen. Like,
well, I mean, if there's big deals and they're not getting done, then that does tell you, I wouldn't think that they would move on from Jaylen. Like, they love their Jays.
Well, there is a, I would say, pretty highly held belief that Jaylen Brown's knee is a ticking time bomb. And if the Celtics could, in fact, extract crazy good value out of him, that they would consider it.
Well, I think the most likely guys that go to the wayside are, you know, the two guys that are free agents for them, right? Luke Kornet and Al Horford.
Yeah, and it does sound like Horford is probably going to end up with the Warriors, which it would be the first time in God knows how long that the Warriors had a big that could score anywhere outside of 5 feet.
He's a billion years old, though.
Still gets it done.
Still got it. Got that old man game. That old man game.
His game really hasn't changed other than he's, instead of taking 18-footers, he takes threes now.
Yeah. Like,
But I mean, he's a winner. He's still got it in the tank. He's 38 years old, but he's still got it.
What are some other moves that we're hearing of? There's the Blazers Lakers conspiracy theory that DeAndre Ayton's going to go down and sign for cheap, and the Blazers are going to trade Jeremy Grant down there.
Don't think that the DA part of that has any legs at all. I've talked to multiple people with the Lakers and around the Lakers. It sounds very much like Brooke Lopez is going to end up with the Lakers. And right. That kind of fits at
close
least
to Disneyland.
Well, it fits defensively what they need, because behind LeBron and Luka, you've got to have a rim protector. Now, there's two different parts of this. Luka works really well when he's got a lob guy. And Brooke is not he can be a lob-ish guy, but he's not what he was when he was younger. He's not running to the rim and grabbing passes from Luka and throwing them down. But what he does give them is a spacer to the corner and above the break.
Well, that's Anthony Irwin.
Yes.
Covers the Lakers. He is reporting that's the main target, Brooke Lopez to L.A.
Yeah, that's the noise on the NBA Intel grapevine, as it were. But they're also very likely going to lose Dorian Finney-Smith. Their wing that they got in the trade last year, he opted out of his deal. It very much sounds like he's going to head back to the state of Texas, not as a Maverick, but as a Houston Rocket. That could be very interesting. So there are real moves that I think are going to end up happening. The Lakers have also been linked to Clint Capella, and I'm missing somebody else. Oh, Daniel Gafford is still tradable. Because of the contract extension he signed kept him under the threshold, allow him to be still tradable and not have to wait 6 months. But there's also potential for other big moves. Now, whether or not those actually come to fruition or not, I definitely raised an eyebrow when LeBron James, the biggest quote-unquote free agent or potential free agent, opted in, and Rich Paul put out one of the most confusing statements I think I've ever seen about a player opting in.
Okay.
Like, I don't really know what to take from this, but so LeBron opts into his, $52.6 million player option.
Mm-hmm.
And now by doing that, yes, he locks himself into that amount, but he also has a no trade clause in his contract. So he can absolutely control. So for him, he gets best of both worlds. He gets the guaranteed $50+ million, and the Lakers can't shop him anywhere without his say. It was like, well, if he wants to go somewhere, why does he not just go to free agency? Well, he can't get $50 million. He's trying to have his cake and eat it too if he does to go somewhere. But Rich Paul releases this statement to Shams Charania when he gets the opt-in. And this is the entirety of it. It's very strange. LeBron wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but he values a realistic chance of winning it all. We are very appreciative of the partnership that we've had for 8 years with Jeannie and Rob, and consider the Lakers as a critical part of his career. We understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. We do want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage in his life and his career. He wants to make every season he has left count, and the Lakers understand that and are supportive and want what's best for him. This is well, if you don't do this, I'm going to do this. It's like, well, you already took the money, man. Like, that's, you know, this is the whole deal with Dame in his trade request. If he wanted to go to Miami, he didn't have to sign the extension with the Blazers. He could have gone to free agency. Now, I don't begrudge a single player for doing that. But if you want to have agency, that's why it's called free agency. You have earned the right to do whatever the hell you want to do. Now, look around the league right now. We talk about the CBA. Nobody has that kind of money to go out there. Remember 10, 12, 15 years ago, you were trying to land cap space to get free agents. You know, you had the summer of LeBron James. You had LaMarcus Aldridge.
Let's go back to the summer of 2016 where the Portland Trailblazers went on a spending spree. They got Evan Turner, not for Camino.
You had Evan.
Re-signed Myers.
Moe, and Crabbe.
Yeah.
The Myers and Moe deals, 4 year, $40 million, that's nothing compared to Turner and Crabbe
and then
$70 million.
You want to talk about the money to burn? Remember, the Blazers are like, oh my God, we regret this Allen Crabbe thing. They're like, yeah, we'll take that still. We still want that. We'll take that.
And then
we want it.
He signs
give it.
He gets the offer sheet from the Nets. They match it. And then the next year, he's a Brooklyn Net. And then they have Andrew Nicholson on their book. And they stretch that money out for 7 years.
Yeah. Just got done paying that.
Yeah. And that's why you don't stretch money like that. Good Lord. But yeah, no, they're there does seem to be, and I said this going into the draft, it sounded like it was going to be very busy that going into that week, and it was. Now, how much more will come out of this and who will eventually shake out? We'll see, because it doesn't sound like Giannis is doing anything, but it does sound that there's more noise under the surface.
All right. Well, this is getting hairy. Which teams do you think, like, and this is the part that I just don't, I have, it's the complete unknown, right? These insiders are saying, from what I'm hearing, is going to be earth-shaking is what we're going to get, is we're going to get some seismic movement from players in the NBA. Like, I don't even know who that would be anymore outside of, like, Giannis finally gets traded, right?
Yeah.
We've seen KD has been moved, right? We know that Boston is kind of
evaluating,
backed into a corner. And they've already gotten rid of some money with Porzingis and Holiday. But you're sitting there and you're going, all right, well, who could they be talking about outside of Giannis being that guy? I don't know who else it could be that they're saying the seismic movement's going to be. But that is the somebody could ask out that we have no idea at this point.
And the other part of this is, again, CBA's define eras. It's like the team just looks at their books and goes, no, we need to pivot. We need to do something.
Yeah.
Because you saw a team like the Minnesota Timberwolves. They re-sign Naz Reid, an extension. They give Julius Randle. He opts out, and they extend him. Big-time money. Nikhil Alexander-Walker is almost certainly walking, no pun intended.
No.
Malik Beasley was a guy who was going to end up signing with the Detroit Pistons, but he's got some real problems, which we'll get to on Worst Day on the Web. And now the Pistons are starting to pivot, and they could be a team that's a player for a bigger name. But I don't know how many big names are going to move, but you're going to have very impactful players. Like Malik Beasley was a very good player. Ty Jerome finished second for Sixth Man of the Year. Brooke Lopez is still very, very, very good. Like Dorian Finney-Smith going to the Houston Rockets, it's like not going to shift title odds, but it's a very good player going to a very good team. And I think you're going to see a lot of that movement.
Yeah.
A lot of like the really good supporting players are going to be changing chairs. Right.
And there seems like there's a lot of smoke in Sacramento about them trying to offload DeMontis Sabonis.
But everyone.
He goes, what, $42, $45, $47 million in the next 3 years? It's a lot of money to take
on. The one restricted free agent right now that is garnering the most discussion, and there's three destinations, is Jonathan Kuminga of the Golden State Warriors. I've talked to people in Golden State. They're like, yeah, they're comfortable bringing him back at the right number, but probably going to be a sign and trade, and that's to one of Sacramento, Chicago, or Miami. You know, three organizations that have just done great in transactions over the last couple of years. And Miami under Pat Riley historically has been transcendent, unbelievable. Pat Riley's the godfather, but talking yourself into Jonathan Kuminga is, boy, that's something.
Different era. Different time.
Okay.
503-864-6326. That be the fan text line. Hey, it's not just the NBA. We get trades in the NFL, too. I didn't know what to make of this one.
Interesting.
A little boomerang effect. Mm-hmm. Danny Dusty on the fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
NFL trade going down. Some of these NFL transactions, I just don't know what to make of them, except for one thing is for certain. The Pittsburgh Steelers love defense.
In some form or fashion.
Yeah. They have traded for corner Jalen Ramsey, and they love tight ends too.
Well, Arthur Smith loves his tight end.
And Jonnu Smith have been traded from the Miami Dolphins to the Pittsburgh Steelers for safety Minkah Fitzpatrick, who goes back to Miami where his career started.
It's certainly interesting.
Here's the thing I just don't understand about this swap. It is a 2-for-1, and everybody makes it the Steelers are getting Jalen Ramsey. How about Minkah Fitzpatrick going back to Miami where he's still a dog, dude? I mean, he's a 3-time All-Pro safety. And is it the system or is it the player? He's been really good everywhere he's gone. Mm-hmm. But you're bringing him back to Miami, and Jalen Ramsey, who is a corner, who is also a 3-time All-Pro.
I saw a stat that came out of this. The only players in the NFL since 2017 who have been 3-time All-Pros.
But he's on the wrong side of 30 playing corner.
Mm-hmm. Are we seeing the Charles Woodson phase of his career where he transitioned from corner to safety?
Boy, I don't think that happens. I don't think that happens, and Mike Tomlin deals with a whole hell of a lot of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Ramsey fits that bill.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen, DK, and Aaron on the same team that's certainly a triumvirate of personality.
Yikes, that is one heck of a load of crazy. But they've also had a roster that has had Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. And then a different kind of crazy, but James Harrison on it, too.
Debo's definitely a different kind of crazy.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I just am not... This reeks of desperation from Pittsburgh, and that has never been kind of what... Think of what they've done.
Yeah.
They bring in Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. They bring in DK Metcalf. Mm-hmm. Now you're bringing Jalen Ramsey in. And
not to be undersold here, Jonnu Smith, because the Steelers lost one of their tight ends before we even get to the season, and there was discussions about them wanting Smith badly, and I think a big part of that is because of his relationship with Arthur Smith, who was with him at two previous destinations, is very familiar with him and can integrate him into the system. But how do you get that deal done knowing you're maybe leveraged a little bit because you did lose a tight end for the season?
Yeah. Everybody just trusts what Pittsburgh is doing.
Because they're always just good.
And Pittsburgh, they are. They are. But this year, it's a weird transactional phase. Remember the deuces by T.J. Watt? And T.J. Watt still hasn't gotten his extension yet.
Yeah, Schefter had it out there that teams are kind of circling. Could they potentially trade for T.J. Watt?
And these things are very un-Pittsburgh-like the way this offseason has gone.
A lot more noise than usual.
And we always just assume Pittsburgh is going to get the upper hand in this deal. But then you also look at it from the Miami perspective. Do you see Raheem Mostert's tweet about this?
Yeah. Hot take. Be a Pro Bowler on the Dolphins. Get treated like S. Happy for my guys, though. Go ball out. Yikes, dog. And then you had Tyreek Hill post the Will Smith empty house gif. Like, damn. All my guys are gone. It's like, it, I mean, it's not like, look, you know, they bring in McDaniel as the coach, and I don't think he's the arbiter of bat-ass crazy that you have in Pittsburgh, where, you know, Tomlin has done it for almost two decades of managing the crazy. But at the very top of the organization in Miami with ownership, there has been a lot of crazy, and there has been a lot of dysfunction. And if you're talking about, if this is like, if this is not just Raheem Mostert's thoughts, but this is a thought that has prevailed among Dolphins players, not a great look.
It always has been. That's not even like a dirty secret in the league. It's been dirty and upfront and in everybody's face that that organization is an S show. That's why they can have all the talent in the world and still seemingly underachieve. Everybody wants to blame Tua Tagovailoa for that and getting his head bounced off the turf and getting concussions left and right.
But outside of that, is he problematic?
He's been really damn good for them.
And he's a pro.
And he's improved over his tenure in Miami. But they bring in, and it is Jalen Ramsey, Tyreek Hill. That's a level of crazy that we were just talking about Pittsburgh having up there. And then you hear like Mike McDaniel, who's going through it and saying, no, I need to be more firm with these guys and I need to hold these guys more accountable because they're showing up late repeatedly with no consequences to anything that they have. So they're not coming to meetings. They're showing up late. They're mailing it in. And he's trying to crack the whip now after being the cool guy coach.
Culture.
It is, and the culture has always been bad down there. And I think I like Mike McDaniel. I think he is a brilliant football coach, and he does work in a place that has established culture. Mm-hmm. But you have to have it somewhere, and it's not in the front office. So McDaniel's taking a look around, being like, dude, I've got to do this myself now. And I've got to change the way I coach, the person that I am, in my philosophy. And that's going to be an interesting dynamic this year in Miami.
And then contrast that with Pittsburgh. And you may say this is maybe louder than it has been around them in the past, but you've got Tomlin, who's never had a losing season, is the best manager of crazy, maybe not even in the NFL, but in sports outside of Phil Jackson in our lives. But you also have ownership that has been, how long have they owned the team now? 80 years?
That sounds about right.
I mean, forever.
Yep.
So from the top down, it's there. Whether it's culture, style of play, how they want to play, what their expectations are. Every time I see a James Harrison video of him like in the gym with other younger players, there's a little bit of like the character that is James Harrison, the Debo character. But they keep him around because of his mentality, because of his tone, because of like what he is, and they want that to emanate throughout the entire team.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that with the Miami Dolphins? Who is that guy? Not either past or present.
I mean, past, they used to have it. I mean, with Marino and then Zach Thomas, and then,
but that's been missing. Remember,
it's been a very long time
incognito
since
they've been and
relevant like, and good. But that is the culture that they've chosen in the direction of the way. It's the same thing. Like we will take talent over everything.
Mm-hmm.
That was the mantra of the Raiders. It worked a very long time and very well for them.
And then it
has not worked for Miami.
No.
Like ever.
No.
I mean, because the culture was Don Shula, and that's what kept those teams good for decades on end.
On top of very good talent.
They can bring in Mike Wannstedt or whomever they want, Mike McDaniel, but the reality of it is you don't have a culture setter anywhere in that organization right now, and that's where Mike McDaniel's like, shoot, I got to do it myself, I guess.
I mean, you just look at it, and you look at it and you just kind of go, I guess, like the AFC East is the AFC East.
Yeah.
And you can talk yourself into it. From the Steelers' point of view, you've got bigger fish to fry still, because if you don't have TJ Watt, it doesn't matter what else is back there, because that's what you're hinging on, is that you've got Cam Hayward, you draft Derek Harmon, you should have TJ Watt in the fold. Like, that is the crux of your
team.
That'll happen.
They'll back up the Brinks truck and give him a buttload of cash.
Why drag this out?
I think they're trying to. I think they're trying to. It's not an organization that gets super cheap on guys that aren't deserving of it. But also, we have to sit there and look at it probably from the perspective that Pittsburgh is, where, all right, we got a guy who plays high volume at an insane clip, has been wildly productive, but we saw his brother do the exact same thing, and at about this age, his body just completely fell apart. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see that wear and tear add up on him. The reality is, though, dude, you may see them go, I don't know, the red flags are pretty big right now, and this is a team that is very smart with those kinds of situations. They'll bring in crazy, but they're not going to make a bad business decision.
No, and it's going to be very interesting. Honestly, both the situations, Pittsburgh and Miami, are going to be very interesting to monitor as we progress this season.
And they've earned the trust. Miami hasn't.
Correct, 100%. All right, coming up next, first day on the web, Malik Beasley did the thing that, well, we've all been kind of afraid of, in that a NBA player that matters is now under investigation.
Hey, Portland tie to this.
It is. The game featuring Dame's return to Portland, where Malik Beasley was on the Bucks, is one of the games under investigation. Malik Beasley targeted for gambling violations and is under investigation. We'll get to that next here on What's in the Web. First, here's Big Kahuna with a Sports Center update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks.
Well, we talked about this last week in the idea of college athletes being able to bet on professional sports, those that work around it, work in it, and just kind of the muddying of the waters. And one of the reasons I brought it up is, whether you're in college and betting on the pros or pros betting in college, there's a level of insight and intel and information that is available there that is not publicly available. And we saw this play out on a much lower scale with the Alabama baseball and who was going to be in and who wasn't. And then John,
I've got inside information at the
desk. Good Lord. No. Wink, wink, nod, nod. That's not allowed, dude. It definitely don't broadcast that. And then we saw it in the professional ranks at a lower level with Jonte Porter in the Toronto Raptors and betting on his own unders, of which he was indeed found guilty of a federal crime.
But we've also seen some that we haven't heard anything about, or the investigations find nothing. And right now there's one that was ongoing and it's kind of gone nowhere. Remember the scary Terry Rozier?
Yeah.
He was under investigation like a couple of months ago. And then now it's like, nope, nothing. I haven't heard boo out of that.
No, and there was some belief that one maybe just had an irregularity. And I mentioned this on Twitter. Like a couple years ago, I met a couple of the MIT graduates that work for a particular sports book and helping build the algorithm. These guys are worth their weight in gold to these casinos. They're worth millions upon millions upon millions of dollars to casinos for the lines that they set and the things that they can detect. And that's what appears to be at play here, in that they set up these algorithms to set lines, but they also set up these things to suss out betting regularities or irregularities. And where a line comes up, and like because everything's linked now, you don't go through the bookie anymore. Or if you do, the bookie gets arrested and it leads to an entire thing that, you know, exposes a bunch of guys in baseball. That's not also great. But Malik Beasley is currently under investigation by federal authorities related to NBA games and prop bets. The allegations stem from the 23-24 season when Beasley played for the Bucks, where he averaged just over 11 points in 79 games and made a career-high 77 starts. At least, this is according to ESPN statement, at least one prominent U.S. sports book detected unusual heavy betting interest on Beasley statistics beginning around January 2024, a gambling industry source told ESPN's David Purdom.
Well, it started because of the Bucks-Blazers game.
Yes.
January 31st, 2024. He had an over-under, and this is what they're saying, is that he had an over-under of 2.5 rebounds against Portland. And then all of a sudden, there became a spike in his over 2.5 rebounds. It went from plus 120 to around minus 250. Okay? He finished with 6 rebounds.
That's a, you know, almost 300% increase.
Now,
for a guy that does not rebound.
Yeah, but also, we do remember that year, which was, so guys he'd be matched up against in that game. Brogdon, Ant,
Scoot.
Yep.
This is Dame's return game.
I would take a lot of those. I'd take him to get those rebounds over those guys.
But
2.5 is not. He wasn't a guy who's getting a whole heck of a lot of rebounds anyways. And so I don't know.
Well, the investigation is being taken so seriously that the Detroit Pistons, who are working on an extension with Malik Beasley, because Malik Beasley was another guy who finished very high for, you know, sixth man of the year. He was very productive. He was knocking down threes, shimmying on everybody. The investigation is being taken seriously enough that the Pistons are no longer pursuing that particular contract.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now you have all the social media sleuths out there, and there is a Clippers-Timberwolves game when he was a member of the T-Wolves, where in the final seconds, there was a free throw attempt by the Clippers. And this is with 5 seconds to go. The Clippers were winning 118-110. By the way, former Blazer Nick Batum on the line. Mm. A lot of Blazer ties here. Batum knocks it down to make it 119-110. Correct me if I'm wrong. There is no 9-pointer in the NBA. Is that right?
No, there's not.
Okay. So usually in these situations with 5 seconds to go, we're in dribble it out territory where you don't even have to cross half court.
No.
Like you are dribble it out. Let's get this thing over with. We're going home. Beasley gets the inbound, goes coast to coast, and lays it in to make it 119-112.
What was the spread on that game?
8.5. The Batum bucket made it a 9-point game. So for the Clippers to cover, he went coast to coast with 5 ticks to go to make it a 7-point game. Timberwolves cover the spread. There's also clips that are going out there of like him just putting himself intentionally in terrible defensive position, getting blown by, and all of a sudden you see lines get covered. it doesn't look good. It does not look good for Malik Beasley. But at the same time, give him due process. We'll see kind of what happens. But look, everybody says, like, this is going to be a problem. These are the issues. And I keep going back to this. These sorts of things have been happening.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't paid attention to them. This is the system actually working.
If in he's saying that, found you.
Well, yeah, guilty. But yeah. They're sitting there and they're saying, look, we're finding these massive irregularities, mm-hmm. and we're going to go after guys. And we will find the guys who go and do this. And by the way, anybody historically who has been involved in game fixing, with the exception of guys like Shoeless Joe Jackson, mm-hmm. who is actually really damn good, the guys who are fixing games usually aren't the stars.
No.
They're the guys that can make the difference between the line going from that 9-point line on an 8.5-point spread from 9-7.
And if this, and again, these are just allegations at this point. This yep. is not a guilty verdict or anything oh. along those lines. But this is why we both have our little parlays and stuff that we do here or there, and we have our fun with gambling, and during the NFL season, we all make our picks and all those kind of things. I get it. Gambling can be fun. If you're a professional athlete, just don't.
Don't.
Just don't.
Not worth it.
It's like, especially, like, again, Beasley was about to step into crazy good money.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably going to step into a $40 or $50 million deal. Doing that for hundreds of thousands, or, you know, maybe a couple million at most, it's not worth it.
Well,
like, you get the John J. Porter, you get that. Like, I mean, I don't, but I mean, like,
I know, because I still don't get it, but
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He made no money, so getting $200,000, like, yeah, that's probably real, especially if, you know, you're in deep with some bookie and you've got some money that you spent that you shouldn't have, all those kind of things.
Yep.
It doesn't make it okay, mm-hmm. not by any means, but I can at least understand how your dumb brain would get there.
I just don't see why these guys, when you have so much to risk, would yes. do it. But also, blackmail's a hell of a thing. We found that a lot of that was a lot of Jonte Porter's mm-hmm. situation. And
they get leverage on you, and that's how it's done.
Also, like, this is going to be a big spoiler to people out there.
Mm.
These guys may be getting paid millions of dollars. Some of them just aren't good people.
Yeah.
That's
a big part.
They're not good teammates.
No.
Like, that is a very, and you know what? We all have worked with people like that, mm-hmm. where you're like, you work here, but you're not a good person. You're mm-hmm. not a good teammate, man. Like, get the hell out of here.
It's, you know, just kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man.
I'm very interested to see where this goes.
All right.
Because this would be the most prominent, I think, sports figure that has been tied up in this in the modern era.
Yeah. If nothing comes out of, the Terry Rozier mm-hmm. thing.
Which
yeah.
it does sound like he's...
We haven't heard anything.
No.
I mean, usually they want to keep these things in the news to say, hey, we're doing something, mm-hmm. we're cracking down. Remember, it was like a steady flow of the Jonte Porter stuff, and they were mm-hmm. like, slam dunk.
Well, that's because they had so much evidence. It was...
Yeah.
I mean, he got convicted. It wasn't, hey, this doesn't look good, we're going to suspend you. You're, you know...
Jail.
Like, he went to federal jail.
Yeah, in prison.
So... That's a tough one to swallow, as it were. So I'm keeping my eyes on this because, I mean, this is a big deal because, you know, yes, ESPN sir. Does this, and then they go to their, hey, here's Kendrick Perkins with your ESPN bet on where free agency is, you know, where they're going to land. And the free agency stuff and the draft stuff, remember the Shams Charania stuff about, you know, the Orlando Magic and which way they were going. And no, they're going to go after Jabari Smith Jr.
And it's not Paolo.
All of a sudden, it was Paolo and it was always Paolo.
Oh.
And that was brought to you by FanDuel. And it's like, yeah, that on the intel side of things, that's not an outcome derivative situation where a game is being played. And even if you do kind of shape it with intel driven stuff, you can do whatever you want with it.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's where this stuff starts to get weird. And I almost wonder if Beasley ends up getting popped for this, and this does end up being true, not an allegation, what not only the NBA, but just the sports leagues in the U.S. at large consider about this as far as like just prop bets in general and just taking prop bets off the market.
Yeah, I mean, those props are, especially for the role players and ancillary players, mm-hmm. I mean, you've already seen it crack down in college sports.
Well, in the NBA, you can't do it if you're on a two-way or G League. You can't.
No, you shouldn't be able to.
Unless you are
a bona fide sixth man, don't put those lines up.
And the thing is Beasley was that. And so does the threshold all of a sudden get higher?
No, it shouldn't. I mean, a bona fide sixth man, you should be getting paid enough to where this isn't an issue. But again, bad people are out there. Mm-hmm. An idiot gonna idiot.
And if this is one of those instances where if he is found guilty, the NBA should probably...
Guilty.
They should probably go down the same path that they did with Pete Rose.
Yeah.
Lifetime ban.
Put him in the Hall of Fame when he dies.
Yeah, well, I don't think Beasley's getting there, but I mean...
You don't think so?
You take away his career.
Yep, you do.
I mean, the sanctity of the game has to have, it has to be above reproach.
Agreed.
So, all right, coming next. I thought this was just a fun, stupid little story. Number one, the NHL, they do their playoffs better than damn near anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else they do better than anybody else? Their draft.
Oh.
You don't think so?
Mm.
Okay. Well, we can talk about that, but there was one little note that came out of the NHL draft that I thought was just fun in this day and age of NIL and branding that was just so dumb and stupid, but just so great at the same time. We'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. I don't know how many of you out there watch the NHL draft, but there's just something about the way that they do it with all the teams right there, all the players in attendance, all the fans right there, the players coming out of the crowd with the fans, and the pomp and circumstance. Did you see on the broadcast they had the red light buzzer for the trades?
Yeah. I think they do the fan interaction,
mm-hmm.
for sure. They do.
What is it that you don't like?
I have zero effing idea who any of these guys are.
That's fair. You're not out there scouting junior hockey or college hockey?
No. I know when Winterhawks get drafted.
There you go.
When I went to Utah.
Yeah.
There we go.
There you go. A little bit of a tie there.
Other than that, it's a lot like the baseball draft, though, where few and far between of these guys are drafted, and then, boom, you see him in the league the next day, right?
You get the occasional superstars, the McDavids, the Crosbys, the Ovechkins, those kind of guys.
No doubt about it. And those guys are fun.
Yeah, but, you know, with the Winterhawks guys, whether it's Johansson or Niederreiter or Seth Jones, like, those are guys that typically spend maybe a little bit of time more in the minors, just a little bit, and then they're right there.
Yeah.
That's usually the cream of the crop kind of guys. But yeah, to your point, yeah, I there's certainly something to that, because if you're picking in the top 12 in the NBA, if you're picking in the first round in the NFL, those are guys that are, like, you're expected to go out there and play.
Starters. Yeah. Like, starters. Go. I want to see you on the floor, on the field, on the ice. But that's just not the way it is. And that is hard. But one thing that they also do very well is develop their talent.
Mm-hmm.
So they got that going for them.
I mean, you look at baseball and hockey, those are both leagues, and I think there's probably some strings to pull on here in that those are both leagues where longevity can be a real thing. Those are both sports you can play into your late 30s and sometimes 40s. Jaromir Jagr, while not playing in the NHL, is still playing. I think he's like 49. Oh, God, how are you still able to do this? That's insane.
Dang.
Good for you. But there was a fun little story that came out of the NHL draft. Well, there's actually a couple different stories. Unfortunately, you know, you had two NHL players that were killed by a reckless driver last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Goudreau's widow was on stage to present a pick, and the whole crowd just poured out. And, you know, a little watery-eyed when I'm watching that. I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool, man.
That's awesome, man.
There was a lot of that in that pick. But at the 10th pick, the Anaheim Ducks selected Roger McQueen. And you're thinking,
Raj, look at it. Dude, when's the last time? How old is Roger McQueen? When's the last time you saw somebody under the age of 40 named Roger?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's two Rogers that I know in my life. One is my dad. My dad is a Roger.
What's up, Rog?
The other one is Roger Lodge.
That's right.
Game show host, huge Angels fan. I've done a couple.
Was that him?
Yes.
He was on Eliminate, and then he did the Survivor, right? It was Roger Lodge.
I can't remember. He did. I mean, it might be a different dating show.
Oh, no. Roger Lodge, not Survivor. He, let's see. Blind Date.
That's what it was.
Not Eliminate.
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, I get all those mixed up. Those are the only two Rodgers that I know in my life.
Yeah.
So, not a super common name.
Well, Roger Clemens.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've never interacted with Roger Clemens, so.
Oh, you've interacted with Roger Lodge?
Yeah, I was saying, I've done a couple podcasts with him, a couple radio appearances with him. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just over random stuff.
Oh, all right.
Did an NBA at large one a couple years ago. Good dude. I still, you know, talk back and forth with him.
Seems great.
No, he's awesome. I love talking with him. He's lived an interesting life. There's no doubt about that. But Roger McQueen is going to wear the number 95. And in hockey, 95 is a pretty cool number. You know, 99.
Hockey numbers never make sense.
No, you get.
I mean, Sidney Crosby's 87.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Ovechkin, the great eight.
Yeah.
You can literally wear anything from 00, which I mean, Dustin Byfuglien is the first 00 that jumps off my head.
Gretzky was 99.
99, all the way up to 99. Like, it's the entire 0 through 99 roster or that you can go with. But if you're thinking, McQueen, 95, what does that sound familiar? Well, if you have kids, you immediately went Lightning McQueen.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. And that's exactly what's going to happen to his bank account because he is in Anaheim, freaking California, right down the street from Disney and Pixar.
The team formerly owned by Disney named the Ducks after the Mighty Ducks.
Yes. Remember, they originally came around with the duck billed logo and the Mighty Ducks. Yeah. They were a branded arm of marketing.
D2, the Mighty Ducks are back. They wore the Anaheim Mighty Ducks uniforms because they were like, yeah, we're going to do this.
We're going to lean into this. This is pretty good.
Now, okay, that is awesome by Raj.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it also is this is a statement of the times. Because if this were to happen 20 or 30 years ago, he probably would have wore 20 because Steve McQueen in Le Mans.
Yep.
His car was number 20.
I think he'd need to go 30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah, probably 30 or 40
20
years
or 30
ago.
Years. That's us.
Movie came out in 71. I knew that movie, though.
Yeah,
if my name was McQueen, I sure as hell would know Steve McQueen.
Oh, yeah.
And he drove the number 20.
Look, if your last name is McQueen, you're doing pretty well. Steve McQueen, Light McQueen.
Yeah.
You don't have
Roger McQueen.
You're not looking at any kind of like, we don't really acknowledge that. Like, there's no milkshake ducking there. Like, that's a safe landing spot. But the thing I love about this is I don't say this because I don't like Kevin Durant, because I love him. My only criticism of him is it's not the team hopping. It's not the chasing the rings. It's not embracing Slim Reaper or Durantula.
Yeah, that's true.
Because when you have something and you embrace it, it just takes off like a fire.
Well, can he skate fast? Because that would, if he's Lightning McQueen and he's slow as hell, that would be a tough look.
Well, he's a 10th overall pick, so I'm assuming he's a pretty damn good skater.
Yeah, okay. He might be fast.
This isn't like the 252nd pick in the draft kind of situation.
I just don't hear guys named Roger and I don't think blazing quickness.
You're not wrong.
I don't.
My dad has had dual knee replacements.
Yeah,
not very quick.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think of speed when I hear the name Roger. I think that brings up the question of like, all right, he's trying to monetize his last name and his number.
Roger Craig.
I get it. Welcome to the conversation, Jeff. Hey, are you on delay?
No, maybe you said you don't equate speed, and that one just hit me.
Okay. I thought you were naming people named Roger from like 5 minutes ago. Russ is just like,
got it.
Brain turned on Roger Craig.
We're just shouting out dudes named Roger now. I can get there.
Yeah, let's go. We're done.
I think I'd say the list is pretty short. Roger Moore.
And now the context you gave it, it makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. But for me over here, Russ, I thought your brain just was like,
you were just
somebody gave the hamster some cocaine.
He's like, Roger Federer.
Oh, there you go. How did we miss that one?
Oh, man.
Bruce Hornsby.
This is a great
text.
That
was hours later.
What is the fastest sounding name?
The Usain Bolt.
I mean, right?
Like, everything about him is speed. Yeah. His last name is Bolt, and then Usain is just like, yeah, that does sound fast.
Wasn't there the wide receiver with the last name Jet? Like J-E-T-T, or am I imagining things?
I don't know. Well, Kobe's nephew is named Jet Washington.
There we go.
You got Jet Howard.
I mean, that's a pretty fast name.
Jet Howard is not too fast. Jet's definitely up there. Anybody named Quick? you know, Jonathan Quick is the goalie for the Kings.
Yeah. Well, my buddy Kellen Quick, he was fast.
There you go.
He was fast.
James Jett.
James Jett.
Yeah. The fastest name is Usain Bolt. That sounds everything about that.
That sounds like a made up name.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
well, and Kenneth Gainwell could only be a running back.
Yeah, that's right. And Chris Blewett, a kicker. Yeah. I mean, there's certain names that just fit.
Or a beaver that's a duck.
That's right. That's right. Was it Bryson Beaver?
Beaver.
Yep.
It's a weird place to end up.
It is.
But I just love this, though, when there is an opportunity to lean into something and you just do.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have worn 7, 11, or 21 to try and get Harris Casino money.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going craps or blackjack there. That's what I would be going for. Also, fastest name, Speedy Gonzalez. That one coming in on the fan text sign.
You know what?
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And now if Rocket Ishmael's first name was Rocket and his middle name is Ishmael, then okay. But yeah, I think Speedy Gonzalez might be the winner.
Rocket Ishmael is a very fast name.
It's a great name. All right, coming up next in hour number three, we're going to pivot we're going to pivot away from NBA for just a little bit because we do have some news as it pertains to Pack State going official. We'll get to that and more in hour number three here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.